Dear Cheap Astronomy, what are the different types of mass? Some say there are just two. Others say five or even seven types of mass, though all of these are contextual definitions whereby the same object with a particular mass may have measurably different effects in different situations or when viewed from different perspectives. But those differences really are measurable and matter. Small astronomy joke there. So, firstly, there's inertial mass. If you push against something, it will resist moving, and the resistance will be greater the more inertial mass there is. Inertial mass is the mass in Newton's formula, F equals ma. So the more inertial mass an object has, the more force you'll need to accelerate it. This is why we try to minimize the mass of anything that we launch into space. The more inertial mass, the more fuel you'll need to launch it. Then there's gravitational mass, of which there are two types. Active gravitational mass is the mass that generates gravity. So, for example, the mass of the Earth generates an apparent force G at sea level, where G is equivalent to an acceleration of 9.8 meters per second squared. There's also passive gravitational mass, which represents the effect of gravity and is measured as the weight of things in a gravity field. So it's always harder to lift a heavy thing than a light thing, but it's also harder to lift the same thing off the surface of the Earth than it is off the surface of the Moon. In either context, that object has the same inertial mass, but it does have a different weight, which is influenced by the gravitational field in which it's being lifted. This all might seem like semantics, since in any context, gravitational mass is entirely a consequence of inertial mass. But that context in which you want to consider the contribution of mass will influence the particular way you either measure the mass or mathematically estimate what it is. For example, while we have great confidence in figures we've calculated for the mass of other planets, as well as the asteroids and comets we know about, all those measurements are of gravitational mass, based on observations of orbital velocities and distances. In most cases, we've made no attempt to measure what those objects' inertial mass actually is. We just have an extremely high level of confidence that their gravitational and inertial masses are the same. However, there's also relativistic mass, where things aren't always the same. In accordance with Einstein's relativity, a spacecraft approaching the speed of light will have a measurable increase in mass. Or at least we know that at those speeds, more force will be required to achieve the same acceleration that had been achievable at lower speeds. And so we assume it's because the spacecraft's mass has increased. Nonetheless, if you were actually on that spacecraft, you would not be aware of any such change in its mass because the increase in mass is a relativistic measurement. In reality, the spacecraft always has a proper or invariant mass, also known as its rest mass. So if the ship is at rest relative to you, you'll be measuring its rest mass and discover it's the same as its inertial mass. But if the spacecraft whooshes past you at close to the speed of light, you'll measure it as having acquired more mass. If you happen to know your Einstein-Lorentz transformations, you can still calculate what its proper mass would be if it was at rest relative to you, which is why we refer to that proper mass as invariant mass. Again, it's all about context. It so happens that the equivalence of mass and energy, E equals mc squared, falls out of the math of special relativity. Any mass in motion gains momentum energy, and since no mass is ever not in motion relative to some other frame of reference, it works out that some of the energy of any system in motion must be attributed to the mass itself. It might seem like a mathematical trick, but that mathematics ends up accurately describing the outcome of processes like nuclear fission and fusion, and the mathematics has otherwise passed every test we've thrown at it so far. So, this yet another definition of mass. It's actually energy, or as some like to say, frozen energy.